Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you watch this show, you know I spend a lot of my time right over there, meticulously sifting through the daily news desert, harvesting the finest, most topical mineral sands, about 65% silica, 10% flux of sodium oxide, and a stabilizer of calcium oxide, which I then smelt in a high-temperature Calcara furnace at 1,200 to 1,400 degrees Celsius, fusing them into liquid glass, then carefully dropping my furnace temperature so I can fold in hand-selected Culleton cobalt to obtain my intended color and create the most prismatic news crystals, which I then delicately hang on a handcrafted baluster of headlines, arranging them to catch and refract in a gentle dance of lights and shadows, the most topical reflections of the day adorning the arrangement with one final finial of quips to present to you the Venetian Murano glass chandelier that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, sometimes... Folks, sometimes I jolt awake naked in the back booth of a long-abandoned county fair. I pull on some overalls I stole off a scarecrow and claw through the grounds, scraping the leavings off some disused sparklers, pick through broken Coke bottles and birthday candles, boil off the remnants in a discarded tub of laundry detergent to extract the benzene. Then, using the shoelaces I took off a hobo sleeping under the Ferris wheel and dental floss currently in use by said hobo, I bind the conglomerate of shards and accelerant together and hold it near the sputtering spark plug of an old ice cream truck to ignite the chaotic candelabra of flaming news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
it's a long walk, but there's always water in the well. It's like coming home. Meanwhile, a 5-year-old T-ball player named Ben Sadlowski is going viral today for his elaborate at-bat walk-up dance. Take a look. I haven't seen such an elaborate walk-up dance since Derek Jeter hit a double after performing Swan Lake. Anyway, good for you. That was all a lot of super fun to watch, but this is baseball, and I'm afraid that dancing does not help you hit the... Oh! Goodbye, Mr. Spalding. Good for you, Ben.
Meanwhile, for the kids.
Meanwhile, New York City removed its last standing public payphones yesterday. This is the end of an era. Now, where will New Yorkers pee? Meanwhile, a phallic-looking plant is now at risk of extinction in Cambodia because people keep plucking it out of the ground to take selfies with it. Oh, please, get your minds out of the gutter, people. How phallic-looking could this thing possibly... Oh, my! Oh goodness. Oh lordy. Is that a flower or is the jungle just happy to see me? Now here's the thing. Here's the thing that the people here don't know. You at home are getting a slightly blurred version of this. Because, my lord. This thing is so unbelievably dongish that the CBS television network, and this is absolutely true, made us blur a plant. So use your imagination at home or go Google what a penis looks like, and it's exactly this photo. This plant is called Nepenthes mirabilis, and it's in danger of going extinct because everyone is collecting them after a video of some women picking up the penis plant went viral on social media. I don't know. Plants seem pretty into it. Meanwhile, in evil toy news, a Christian influencer warned that the Yoga Barbie doll spreads Satanism. Well, I can believe that. Whenever someone says I should do yoga, I tell them to go to hell. The influencer, Yasmin Suri, a conservative Christian, recently went on a rant claiming that Breathe With Me Barbie could lead to children becoming possessed by demons, especially when Breathe With Me Barbie is paired with Goat Sacrifice Ken. He's asking Satan for any genitalia at all. Meanwhile, in animal news, marine biologists have discovered that dolphins recognize each other by tasting one another's urine. Yuck. Also, what are dolphin high school reunions like? Oh my goodness, Dan Noonan? Honey, it's Dan Noonan, come over. No, it is him. Give her a taste. See? It's Dan, he looks great. I don't know. Meanwhile, PB&J lovers are saying OMG WTF today because we learned that the J.M. Smucker Company has recalled several Jif peanut butter products because they may contain salmonella. The risk is especially high in jars of Jif Chunky Raw Chicken.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings... early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.